Blog Talk Radio.
More damage to my vehicle,
So now I had to wait a few months, go through a few months of that noise and getting worse and worse. I think, oh my goodness, is my car gonna, are my tires gonna fall off, whatever. So eventually I did get it fixed. The point is though, from that point forward, I remember always going past that road, and it took them like 2 months or more. And I can only imagine how many other people pretty much hurt their vehicles or had to have other work done and spend money. But they finally did fix that part of the road. However, I would always go a little bit slower. I would just avoid that area altogether. So, yeah, you can't do the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it seems like you're not getting anywhere. But the thing of it is, in social media nowadays, online, the more you do, the more you get your name out there, and it seems like you're not getting anywhere. And this is coming, not just coming from me. This is coming from a lot of these guys who are a lot younger than myself who are succeeding, who are very successful, who are even my mentors. I've gotten a lot from these guys. Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, oh my goodness, those two guys alone have taught me so much and given me so much motivation to get back out here and start doing what I used to do. I've done radio, I've done mainstream radio, I've done video, I've done a lot of those different things. They took it to the extreme. These guys are amazing as far as what they've taught. And it started making me realize, oh, my goodness. And there's other people I'm going to mention, too, as we go. Ted McGrath, another guy who put out a mailer a few months back, and he made sense. I knew the answer, maybe not exactly what he's promoting, but I knew the answer. I knew exactly what I needed to do in order to succeed. And in order to succeed, I just needed to keep on doing what I was doing and not quit. And that is what you really should take keep in mind as you're building your business, as you're trying, and I mean trying meaning not just try one day and then it didn't work out and I didn't get paid $5 or $2 or $10 my PayPal today. Oh, nuts. No, don't do that. I've done it. I've done all that stuff. When I was in network marketing years ago, I would say I've walked the minefields. Now follow me because I know where you blow up at, basically. So I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want you to have any failures. I'm going to do my very best to make sure you succeed. I'm going to tell you what to do. Sure, I'm going to tell you what not to do. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to get the answer for you from someone else. I do that in my everyday career right now, as a matter of fact, as a consultant for a major company. So it's something that you really got to take stock. You've got to write down your goals. You've heard all this stuff before. The thing of it is, don't beat yourself up. Take a deep breath. Relax. Tomorrow's another day. You know, hit the reset button. You can do this. You can, whatever it is you're focusing on, as long as you're helping somebody, not invading the rights of others, and you're wanting, in your heart, you're wanting to make a difference, then I don't see why you can't have success. It's there. It's right in front of you, especially now with the wonderful technology we have available to us all, with social media, with all these great new mediums, with the Twitter, the Facebooks, Pinterest, Instagram, this brand new model out there called Blab TV. I'm going to be doing a show there pretty soon. It coming to grips with realizing there's nothing wrong with listening to younger people. I'm telling you right now, folks, there's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I highly encourage you to open your mind a little bit, okay? Because these kids, a lot of these kids, I call them kids because they're younger than me, all right? But these individuals were brought up on the Internet. They're not so much the Internet, but even the computers, okay? Maybe not all of them, but a great majority of them, okay? And they just, for some reason, can adapt a lot sooner and quicker. Myself, I've retrained myself. Every single day I listen to something. Yeah, sure, I listen to positive messages, but I listen to educational stuff, people that have done it, people that are succeeding, that have had major success with their companies. A lady I'm going to be talking to tomorrow, Phyla Vosia. She has a company she put together several years ago. She's been working on this for years, but she revamped everything, and she just recently relaunched her company. And I'm going to be talking to her tomorrow. And maybe she didn't relaunch. She's always been there. But she got some things in order, and she's doing some wonderful stuff with Picto Money. That's the name of her company. So we'll be having a nice interview and time with her tomorrow on our debut show. And we look forward to having you join us. Tomorrow we'll be doing that. Well, I guess once this is recorded, it won't really matter. But we're doing that tomorrow at noon Eastern time on the 19th of November. Once again, everybody, if you're just tuned in, this is Robert J. You're tuned into Your Radio Promo. Do appreciate you joining us today. If you want to check out my website, I've got a few of them. You can go to viralvoiceovers.com. Yes, I do viral voice. I do voiceovers. The idea of viral, which makes sense, sure, to get your voice on your website. But there's so much more to that. We offer a lot of different services. Granted, really focusing more right now my energies on producing my podcasts, doing some video, building up my all of my social networks that I've been advised by some of these guys out there who are doing it and are succeeding in a fantastic fashion. My words are just coming out of my mouth right now. I'm just throwing words out there because I am very excited, as you probably could tell. But I do appreciate you joining us today. We do look forward to doing many more shows and other, and of course, in this channel, Blog Talk Radio, as well as other mediums. We are working actually on a couple of things too, as well as books. Looking for some training materials. We're working on that as well. But for the most part, if you are just new online, or maybe you've had some problems or whatever, and you need a little consultation, a little help, whatever, I'd be glad to assist you any way I can. If I can guide you in the right direction towards someone else that can help you, I'd be glad to do that as well. But we're all here, one small world, the World Wide Web. This broadcast can be heard everywhere in the world. Basically, all you need to have is internet access. So feel free to, tune into us and keep tabs. You can actually, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm going to be working on a couple of these things. I have the AB show going, a few other shows, and I'm going to be giving you more information. I do have several different Twitters. I'm at the point where I either need to come up with a new name or my own personal name, or just keep promoting my product. One of my products I've worked for, it's been about 10 years now we've had this, Consumer View. So if you want to hook up with us, at Twitter, you can go to at Consumer View. That's at Consumer View. That's CONSUMERVUE. And View was spelled differently a few years back when we first established this company that I was working with. It was the name itself came from our family's car. We had a Saturn View. So I've named it VUE. I have hindsight, I probably would have just spelled it VIEW. However, just came up with Consumer View, and we were the product at that time was similar to what we're doing now, and it does actually work great with what I'm doing, Consumer View. I'm talking to people who are we're all consumers, actually, if you think about it. So I'm talking to people who aren't consumers, so Consumer View. Now it's kind of evolved into where viewing can be anywhere from you viewing my products, you viewing services, whether it's from me or anybody else that I'm associated with in partnership with. So we welcome you, to visit Consumer View. You go to consumerview.com. Right now, I actually have it going directly to my blog platform. I'm a blogger as well. And feel free to check that out, the blogging platform we have through U.S. Home Workforce. And David Curtis, he's created some magnificent stuff. I've actually been associated with him pretty much since his infancy, about 3.5 years ago. And I'll tell you, he's done some great things. It made some major changes recently, and that site is phenomenal. It's a great tool to have, and it's not very much. It's very, 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 very affordable for you if you wanted to either blog or you want to find out more how to market, how to train. You can go right to that site at consumerview.com, and you'll be able to see more about that. And like I said, we'll be sharing more of this stuff as time goes on, and we'll be guiding you to more platforms and giving you more information on how you can succeed. But bottom line is this. Just remember, just think about this. If you're listening in for the very first time to myself, or if you just, you're putting your hands up and you're like, what am I going to do? How am I ever going to make money online? You just need to just take a deep breath. Don't push everything. You can't, it's like square pegs. You can't put, square peg into what is it, into a triangle hole. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. What if the shoe fits, wear it. Okay. Bottom line is this: if you can't, if it's not working for you, just walk away. Just, you know, I mean, I don't mean all the rest of your life. Walk away for a few minutes. Take a break. Go to McDonald's, okay? I'm not promoting them, but I'm just saying that's take a break. Go to McDonald's, right? That's one of their slogans. You'd be surprised what would happen just by taking a break and forgetting about it for a few months, even if it's a couple of days, if it's a weekend or whatever. Just reevaluate yourself, reset your goals, and come back and pick it back up and say, oh, wait a second, okay. And the thing of it is, too, you can't build, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? We heard that cliche, right? It's true. You can't do every single thing in one day. Now, let me tell you something. No, I mean, I've created websites overnight. I've got lots of friends in the business who have done these great things that have created great, great platforms and great businesses. I've got a guy who, when I first got online, that actually helped me out over there who actually runs Down Fidel, John Head. This guy was amazing. He would come up with a whole website, a whole concept, like overnight. It was amazing, you know. And the thing of it is, so whatever it is, whatever your gift is, whatever you've been trained to do, and at first when you went to your job, you know, oh, I don't want to work a job. Well, I'm going to go work, right? Well, what are you learning there? What are you actually doing there? Are you customer service? How many people have you actually helped? Let me tell you something. If you helped about, say, 1,000 people over your career, 2,000 people, another word for helping someone or speaking to someone or assisting someone in solving a problem is called consultation. Do you hear that? Consultation. You've consulted with someone, correct? You've helped someone. So just think about it. Typing. If you're a good typer, a bad typer, whatever. Have you taught someone how to pump gas in their car? Have you taught somebody how to mow their lawn? How to clean their, wash their car. Have you taught someone to how to set up Word on their computer? How to get them to one of the social medias? How to set up their Facebook? There's a number of things. The list is endless. You can probably sit there, take a morning, take 20 minutes, and get a coffee break. If you don't like, you don't drink coffee, get an energy drink, whatever it is. You don't, glass of water, whatever it is. The point of it is, just take some time and write down what it is you think you need to do in order to build up your brand. That's what I was leading to. Brand. It's spelled B-R-A-N-D. Brand. I know you know how to spell brand, but I'm spelling it out for a reason. Brand, five-letter word, is so important. Because constantly you have to be completely, continually, every single day, building your brand. Not brand like brand flakes. Brand. B-R-A-N-D. You have to be building your brand. And in order to build your brand, you want to, it sounds crazy, but you want to brag. You want to brag about your business. You want to be able to say, hey, look at this. Go check out my website. Go to my Twitter. You know, go to @consumerview. You know, that's my Twitter address, right? I always want to say .com. It's always said .com. I think a lot of us oldies but goodies here are used to saying the .com all the time. But just having I'm at so-and-so, that identifies you on who you are. And what I'm noticing, too, and I'm going to be doing some changes even myself, you don't want to confuse anybody. So if your name is a certain, you know, John Smith, @John Smith is probably a million John Smiths. You're John Smith 5, maybe John I. Smith, @so-and-so. Facebook, same thing. Whatever, if your company name, company's name, or maybe just your name, make sure you just continuously brand yourself. Be proud of who you are. As far as looks and all that kind of stuff, you don't need to be a movie star. Look at reality TV, how it's taken off, okay? Look how many stars are on Vine right now. It's totally amazing. These kids, I say kids once again because a lot of these younger people are amazing. You know, they're now big stars. They've created something in 6 seconds, a 6 second video, and they're now got a career where they're making six figures. It's totally amazing what's actually happened. So I'm excited for the future, and I could be there and sit and cross my arms and go, oh, geez, you know, I missed the boat. You know what? Maybe I missed the train. I didn't miss the boat, okay? I just got off. I took the local, okay? I didn't take the express. This new technologies that are coming out every single day, it's just totally amazing. Do you have an idea of an application? Get that out there. You'd be surprised. Even if for some reason you have to make $1 million, but it led you to someone or something that actually helped you get towards that end goal, whatever your goal is, just to be, not to go to work in the morning, or to be able to travel the world, to be able to help others, whatever it is, you just got to remember, you've got to just stay the course and continually on a daily basis, continually build your brand. This is Robert J. I'm with this is my show, the Your Radio Promo, and actually we're having our main format debut tomorrow, November 19th, and we're pretty excited about that. We totally invite you to join us, and we do plan on doing many more shows. We'll be lining up the podcast. We've been doing this for several years. Of course, we had some other stuff we've done as well. I've done radio. I've been in bands. I've done a lot of stuff in my life. And this whole concept of where the internet has gone, and like one of my mentors has always said, it's continuously changing. It is every single day. It's really literally every single day something new is coming out. But it is continuously changing. And you want to stay ahead of the curve. You want to be able to focus on what you can do best and how you can offer. And I say offer meaning give. Giving meaning give back, okay? You've heard of the term pay it forward. Let me tell you something. Pay it forward will definitely come back to you 100-fold. You just need to stay focused and keep the blinders on and just work towards what it is that you want to do, what you want to establish in life, and also, of course, during your internet career. See exactly what you are good at, what you know that you can, how you can help others, how you can provide a service that can continuously give back to a community, to the internet as a whole. So we just wanted to encourage you to do that. And this show over here, we're going to be tweaking a few things here and there, but for the most part, we just want to let you know we're back on the air. You can go to I'm going to be giving some updates. I'm going to be updating some information. I do have a couple of different Twitter accounts. One of them, of course, at Consumer View. It's maybe the one I may be using mainly, but I do have, like I said, other Twitter addresses as well. But like I said, I don't want to confuse anybody, and that's kind of message I'm trying to portray to you today, that you want to make sure you focus all your energies on your brand. Now, nothing wrong with if you have another product coming out with, if you want to set up for Twitter. The thing of it is, you can set that up on any of your social media. Pinterest, you can put another board on there. If you're focusing on cooking, maybe you're in culinary. Maybe you're a handyman, like to work on cars, mow lawns, build websites. It's endless. Do voiceovers. That's, there you go. But viral voiceovers. Any of you folks are voiceover experts, definitely love to hear from you. Love to work with you. I've been told I've got a great radio voice. I really appreciate that. I could do other impressions as well. Sure. However, I'm totally mature and totally understand that variety is the spice of life, and I would love to have others working with me. So as we do get other accounts and people who want us to help them do voiceovers for their businesses, by all means, I would definitely would like to have other people I can call on and count on to do the professional voiceovers for our clients. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I needed to add today, but I just wanted to let you know that we're back on the air. This is Robert J. With ViralVoiceOvers.com. It's ViralVoiceOvers.com. You can also check out our blog site at ConsumerView.com. That's ConsumerVue.com. There you can actually, we have it set up right now. You can get on our mailing list and get in there and check it out. You'd be amazed of how much information. If you're a newbie, you definitely want to get in filed with ConsumerView and what we're doing over there at U.S. Home Workforce. It's pretty amazing. So But with that, I wanted to thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate each and every one of you. Have yourself a wonderful, most successful day. And remember, just always remember this, build your brand. Remember that? Build your brand constantly, daily, every single day that you're out there. I don't care what you're doing. And you know, Facebook, I've been wanting to get on there and rant about even some negative political stuff. I'm knocking that stuff off. I'm telling you right now, okay? Because it hasn't accomplished anything, all right? I don't want to make anybody mad. We're all in this world, little world together, okay? I want to be friends with everybody, you know? I want to be able to get along with everyone. You know what? We're one big world, but we're such a small world. But with technology has made that possible, we're all basically one part of the greater plan, whatever that happens to be, but we're all in it together, okay? And every success is dependent upon the other person's success, okay? So just remember that. Just think positive and always, always, always build your brand. Thank you so much, everybody. This is Robert J. signing off. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time.